Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Blog Talk Radio and the world? Vegas Vince back at you. Follow-up show to last night. We got a lot of emails. We got a lot of interest in the concept we were talking about last night in terms of free publicity by way of celebrity media hijacking. I appreciate everybody who listened to that show last night. Vegas Vince had some other issues going on involving the hot chick. She'll be by sometime Sunday afternoon. I'll fill you in. That's another story, another show. But a lot of you were interested in getting a little more information on this concept that I have, I'd like to say I invented it, but to me it was just something obvious. It's funny that none of these other publicity gurus seem to ever mention it. And if they don't know, shame on them. And if they do know, they're frauds. Sort of like the hypocritical crack dealer who won't sell the rock to his mother or his sister, but he'll sell it to his homies down the street. We don't roll that way here. This Vegas Vince, sales and marketing behind the eight ball. The show that's kicking ass on Blog Talk Radio because we're original, because we keep it real, and because we actually deliver content, minus the upsell. I'm going to give you guys a short follow-up to last night's show and give you a real-life example of how you make this little gimmick work and how it makes you money. Because most of what you're being taught in regards to getting free press, free media, is the same tired, worn-out stuff that's been being pushed for many years. Give me 20 seconds. Let me get my mode on here. I got the gentleman Jack and water back. I also got a cool email from an adult company that's got a new toy out, new novelty product, wants Vegas Vince to demo it with a female. Actually, it's for a female. I want to appreciate or send props out to Ashley for sending me the offer. I'll take you up on it. She's offering 200 cash for me to demo this product with a young lady and then send a testimonial. And yeah, I'm not for sale, but I can be bought if the money's right. I'm in, Ashley. I appreciate it. We'll be back at you in a sec. Oh yeah, Vegas Vince. Oh, by the way, you notice nobody screwed with show number 5 tonight. Oh yeah, I've had to threaten the individual with bodily harm. I told you there's some computer geek out there. I found him. When the show starts, he likes to walk around the back of my building and he punches one of those little interference gimmicks. I caught him. I jacked him up. I told him I'd beat him so bad, he'd beg me to kill him if he ever got caught dead on my property again. Oh, yeah, I don't play. They're trying to pay him off, people. This show is already all over Blog Talk Radio because we deliver. Now let's get right down to it. Follow up on last night's show. What this particular strategy as far as getting free publicity comes down to is this. I coin it celebrity media hijacking. This is how it works. You as a business, and I don't give a shit what you do, you look at your business and you start thinking outside the box. And then basically what you're attempting to do is spin your business into a press release, which is in fact spun off the news of the week. When I mean news of the week, I mean celebrity news, but it can be other stuff. Because that's the type of stuff that's press-friendly, okay? As I said yesterday, your brick-and-mortar 9-to-5 business is not necessarily press-friendly. I mean, it might be in your little shit town. I live in one when I'm not in Las Vegas. But I'm talking about going for the jugular vein. I'm talking about going for the big score. This is the stuff that you guys aren't taught. You're taught to play it safe. That's the problem with America today. Everybody wants to play it safe. And then those who don't take it too far. There is a fine line. But when it comes to making money, as long as you've got a service or a product that does what it says it does, you owe it to yourself and your customers to deliver it to them by any means necessary. And if that means I got to hijack the media to do it, I'm going to do it. I was logging into my Blog Talk Radio account tonight, and ironically, there is a story on Blog Talk Radio. Some of you might have seen it. Paris Hilton. Oh, by the way, she's famous for being famous. That's cool. She's all over the news. Guess what? Paris Hilton just got robbed in a gated community for $2 million. Now, we may find out later that was an inside job. Might have been Nikki Richie coming over to, you know, score a little money to buy some crack. I don't know. But regardless, Paris Hilton was robbed. And by the way, it's all over the news. Now, let's take my celebrity media hijacking theory and apply it to this particular little bit of news. If you are a what? If you are a home security company of sorts, or you sell burglar alarms, and you are not seeing the hook, you're an idiot. If you don't even want to do a press release, but you live around this particular specific gated community, and your business is home security, and you haven't taken this opportunity to scare the living shit out of every person who lives in this gated community that Paris lives in, you're an idiot. Actually, you're not an idiot, you're just a loser. When I mean loser, I mean you're losing money and you're losing opportunity because you should be exploiting the trend. Do you see the hook? Now, if you write a press release about your home security business and it's all about you and you blast it out on PR Web, you might have a shot to get some backlinks. You might even get a little write-up. Is that why you're really doing it? Boring. And believe me, your press release will bore the maggots off a corpse and most editors. And it will get filed in that brown box made of plastic they call the trash can. But now just think a little bit outside the box. The press release isn't about you. It's about celebrities and gated communities and how if it can happen to Paris Hilton, it can happen to anybody. And you tailor your press release around that concept and you hijack the news of the day. And believe me, have you ever noticed that the press never wants a story to die? That's why we have to see T.O. on ESPN every day bitching and whining about throw me the ball. They don't want the story to die. So help them out and keep the story alive by piggybacking on it. Figure out a way to spin your business into that release about the latest news. In this case, again, if you are a home security company and you are not taking advantage of a major celebrity who has been robbed, you don't know what business you're really in and you're not taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there for you because the media would love to make you famous, not because they care about you, but because it's an excuse to keep the damn story going. If you run a dance studio and you are not tailoring your press release around Dancing with the Stars, you're a loser. You're a loser because, again, you're losing opportunity. Do they care about your dance studio? Probably not. But if somehow you can hook and spin your dance studio to that show and form a nexus that makes sense, you've got a very good opportunity to get local press and national press. And believe me, national press is good. Brick and mortar businesses need to start looking that direction because customers that have money will fly and drive long distances for stuff they want. So start thinking globally instead of locally. If you run an acting studio for children or kids, and you see a story about some former child actor busted at the airport, for an 8-ball of black tar heroin, and you don't use that as an opportunity to spin a press release, you're a loser. Because I could see opportunity all over that, you know, about how you're different, about how not only do you teach these kids to be the next Al Pacino or Meryl Streep or Jessica Lange, but you teach them life skills that will keep them from ending up like the cast of Different Strokes, in jail, broke, sadly, in the case of Dana Plato, dead. By the way, I knew Dana Plato. It broke my heart. I was in Vegas when that happened. Sad, tragic. The point is the trend of the day, what the media is talking about, lends itself to opportunity in the form of free press if you think about your business a little differently and you jump on it. And that means you don't send out one press release a year. It doesn't mean you sit down and turbo blast a generic press release that is client-centered and selfish and all about you, you, you. You soft-sell it. And believe me, if you do it right, you don't have to beg, kiss ass, and your response rate will triple, if not higher. It works. They don't talk about it on these shows or in these books either, and that's a shame. I want everybody to look at their business this way. I just gave you some examples. Warrior Steve Wags. Oh, God, wait till I get him on the show. I'll probably make him cry. But he has a similar concept he uses with Google AdSense. He spots the hot trend of the day, and then he blogs and, you know, monetizes the blog with AdSense words that coincide with the trend. Pretty cool stuff. I've already talked about Jason Moffitt. He's a total nutcase. But again, the guy's the real deal. He has what's called a YouTube video hijacker product, which teaches you how to basically exploit the hot videos somebody else has already established to drive traffic to a related product you own, and you can do it real fast. For you computer geeks who have no clue about the streets, this would be your equivalent of writing an article with a bunch of keywords, hoping that Google and the spiders, you know, jump all over it. Except in this case that I'm describing, it's done on the street with a press release. And sometimes the press release isn't even necessary. Sometimes you can just do word of mouth and get the same effect. The fact of the matter is, why not jump on a winner? If a story is all over the news, it means it's newsworthy. Figure out how you can tie your business into that story. Be creative. Pull the stick out your ass and think outside the box and design a press release and take a shot, send it out. I'm going to let you know about the date tomorrow. I don't think I've got a lot going on tomorrow as far as expectations with this girl. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping she'll consider doing the little demo on the novelty that Ashley's going to be sending along. I appreciate that, Ashley. I'll plug your company if you want me to. Just sign a release or send me an email. I'll be happy to direct people to your site. May you live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. May you always remain forever young. I'll be back at you. Love and peace, Vegas Vince, legend.